सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः
सो इन लास्ट क्लास वी हैव सीन द फाइट बिटवीन हिरण्याक्ष एंड वराह भगवान हैज स्टार्टेड. So the demon, being thus challenged by the Lord, became angry and agitated, and he trembled in anger like a challenged cobra. If you challenge a cobra, what will happen? Immediately he will raise his hood and start shaking. Same way this Hiranyaksha, when challenged by Bhagwan, he also was furious like that. Violently agitated in body and mind by the fury of his anger, and breathing hard and deep, he rushed at the Lord and delivered a heavy blow to him with his mace. The first attack was by Asur. This you will find in the world also, you know. Whenever there is a fight between good and evil people, the attack will be always by, first attack will be by evil people. You see the history, you will find first attack by evil people. Then the Lord, however, by moving slightly aside, dodged the violent mace blow aimed at his chest by the enemy, just as an accomplished yogi would elude death. Yogi, they elude death. How they elude death? By knowledge they come to know that I am not body. So they elude death. Similarly, Varaha Bhagwan, when he tried to hit him, he just slightly moved.
पुनर्गदां स्वामदाय भ्रामयन्तम् अवीक्ष्णसः अभ्यधावद् हरिक्रुद्धः संरभ्यादष्टदच्छदम्
पुनः गदां पुनः अगेन गदां द मेस स्वाम आदाय अगेन आफ्टर टेकिंग हिज गदा इन हिज हैंड असुर असुर इज ऑलरेडी struck one. Now he has taken back his gada. Brahmayanta. Brahmayanta means brandishing, again going round and round. Avikshana, and repeatedly Abhyadhavat. Abhyadhavat, rush to meet whom? Hari. Are you getting Abhyadhavat in the sloka? Hari is there. Abhyadhavat, Hari. Rush to meet Bhagwan. Krudha, anger. Then Sarambhat, in rage, Drishta, this is beaten. He was angry and he was biting his own lips. And this way he was running toward Lord. So Asur, who was whirling his mace round and round on the Lord in anger, biting his lip, now Lord took a mace and rushed toward Asur. In the next sloka you will find the now Bhagwan is rushing toward the Asur. Yes.
ततश्च गदया रातिं दक्षिणस्यां भ्रुवि प्रभुः ajagne satutam somya gadaya ko vidohanata.
Tatascha tata, then what happened? Gadaya aratim, gadaya aratim means by gada, Lord has taken a gada. Aratim, aratim is the enemy. Who is the enemy here? Hiranaksha. Dakshinasyam bhruvi prabhu. Prabhu means the Lord. Dakshina means right. And bhruvi, eyebrows. So Lord aimed at the right eyebrow of Hiranaksha and rushed toward him. Then ajagre means struck. Sah, Lord has struck. Acha tam somya. Somya, the dialogue is going on between Maitreya and Vidur. So somya is Vidur. So to Vidur, Maitreya is saying the Lord rushed and tried to hit on his right eyebrow. How? Gadaya, by his mace. Kobid anath. Have you heard this word, kobid? In music also there is kobid. Some degree, you are expert in that. So this Hiranyaksha was kobid. Kobid in gada, a master. Anath, he saved himself. He was not hurt. So it is a running commentary ball by ball, what is happening.
Evam gadabhyam gurvibhyam haryaksho harirevacha jigishaya susam rabdhava annonam avijaknatuhu.
So this was continuing. How? Evam, in this way, gadabhyam, two gada. One gada in the hand of Hiranyaksha, another gada in the hand of Lord. Gurvibhyam, how is the gada? It's a huge gada, it's not a small gada. Gurvibhyam is huge. Haryaksho, Haryaksho means another name of Hiranyaksha is Haryaksho. So if somebody asks you, can you give me another name of Hiranyaksha? Haryaksho. Hari Revacha, and Hari also, Jigisaya, with a desire to win, with a desire of victory. Both of them want victory. Asur also wants victory and Lord also wants victory. So both are fighting for victory. Su sarambad and enraged. Both are enraged, both are angry. Anyonya on each other. So Lord is unhappy with Asur, Asur is unhappy with the Lord. Abhijagratu means they struck each other. So fight was continuing. The Hiranyaksha and the Lord began to exchange blows with their mighty maces, each enraged and bent on victory.
Tayos pridostik magadahatangayoho kshatasrava grana vivittamanvoho vichitra margangstarator jigishaya vyavadilayamiva shushmiromidah.
Tayo, then what happened? Spridho means the two combatants. One is Asur, another is Devta. Tigma gada ahat angayo. Tigma means pointed. The gada was pointed. Pointed gada means ahat, injured, angayo. Anga means the limbs. Each one is hitting other. What will happen? Injury will happen. Then what else happened? Chatasrava. Chatasrava means blood coming out of the injuries of both Bara Bhagwan and Hiranyaksha. Then Ghrana Vibhridha Manyavo. Ghrana, the smell of that blood. Ghrana Vibhridha, it increased. Increased what? Anger. It increased anger in both of them. Both were bleeding. Asur is hating Bhagwan, Bhagwan is hating Asur. And there was injury, blood was coming out, and with the smell of the blood, the anger of both persons increased. Vichitra margaha charato jigisaya. Vichitra marga, various kinds. Marga, movements, maneuvers. Vichitra marga, charato means performing. They were trying to perform in different various methods. What was the purpose? Jigisaya, desire to win. Both of them want victory. Then, Vyabhavat, it looked like Elayam. Elayam means cow. Elayam means cow. Iva, Susmino Ridha. Susmino Ridha, Ridha means encounter. Susmino means two bulls. Two bulls are as if fighting for a cow. Here, what is cow? Earth is cow. And the two bulls are Hiranyaksha and Bhagavan. So they are fighting for this. So there was a keen rivalry between two combatants. Both had sustained injuries on their bodies from the blow of each other's pointed maces, and each grew more and more enraged at the smell of blood on each person. In their eagerness to win, they performed maneuvers of various kinds, and their contest looked like an encounter between two forceful bulls for the sake of cow. Earth is called Elayam also. Earlier the name of our Bharatvarsh was Elabratvarsh. From Elayam came the Elabratvarsh. Later it became Bharatvarsh. And this Bharatvarsh was the whole of world was Bharatvarsh. Slowly, slowly, slowly it became India. And now after that Pakistan, it has become smaller even.
Daitasya yagya vayavasya maya grihita varahata nor mahatmanah kauravya mayam dishator vimardhanam dridikshuragad rishi vivritasvarat.
Daitasya of the demon, yagya avayavasya, the lord whose body is yagya roop. You see, Varaha avatar is known as yagya avatar, yagya roop. Bhagwan is Yajna Roop. Why it is called Yajna Avatar? Yajna means in Vishnu Sahasranam, one name of Vishnu is Yajna. And Varaha is incarnation of Vishnu only. Achha, what we do in Yajna? In Yajna, we put oblation sacrifice in the fire. For whom? For Lord. So why Varaha avatar is called Yajna here? Because the purpose of this avatar is, Lord's avatar purpose is to take out the earth from the water and place it on water and give it to Manu and Satrupa. It is offering, you see. It shows sacrifice, how to act in the world, it shows. That means he did all these things for the benefit of Manu and Satrupa so that after that the progeny starts, sansar starts. It was not for himself. When we do yajna, we say, na, this is, oh Lord, this is for you. Naidam. Similarly, Bhagwan took out that earth. Not for himself. He didn't claim, hey, this is mine. He immediately after placing it, gave it to Manu and Satrupa. This also shows how we should act in the world. Bhagwan never acted for his own selfish desire, fulfillment of selfish desire. All our actions are for the happiness of Chinmay Mission. No. See. This Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakasapu, they are representative of lobe, greed. No? Greed. And it is very difficult to conquer greed, and to conquer greed, Lord has to took two times incarnation, two avatars. Two avatars, one for Hiranyaksha and another for Hiranyakasapu. In our life also you'll find other things you can control, calm, crow, and all that you can control little bit. But lobh, even at the deathbed, the lobh will be there. Very difficult to conquer. Very, very difficult to conquer. So don't think that the Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakashipu, they are fighting, or Bhagwan with that form of boar, how did he held, children, how did he held a mace? And the boar will be definitely on four legs. So how that Hiranyaksha tried to hit him in his chest. So what we have to take is the essence of the story. What is the essence of the story? What is Hiranyaksha and what is Bhagwan? That we have to understand. After some time, Bhagwan will call for his Sudarshan Chakra. So if you ask, how did he hold his Sudarshan Chakra? Where is the hand? So Varaha avatar is in the form of a boar. Kaise kya? Maya Grihit, that Lord has taken the help of Maya Grihit, he assumed Varaha Tano. Tano means the body. Varaha Tano. With the help of Maya, Lord has taken a form of Varatanu, Mahatmana, Mahatma is the Lord. Kaurabhya, Kaurabhya, O Vidur. The talk is going on between Maitri and Vidur. O Vidur, Mahiyam, for the sake of world, Dvishato Vimardhanam. Dvishato, when these two enemies are fighting, Vimardhanam. Didriksha, desirous to see Agataha. Agataha means some people came. When these two people were fighting, Asura and Devata, Bhagwan Varaha Avatar and Asura Hiranyaksha, at that time, few people wanted to see what is happening. Who all the game? Rishi bhi, many sages came. And Vritta Swarat, Swarat means Brahmaji. Brahmaji with many rishis, they came on that side, they surrounded this battlefield. They say, like we say, a football match or wrestling. So ring, all people are standing outside, na, seeing. Similarly, this. And not only that, some devatas, we are seeing it from their airplane. Now you can imagine their airplane were stationary even. Our plane, of course, nowadays they can make it stationary also. Even if the airport, they are not able to land, you will find the plane is not moving, or it is moving inch by inch, something like that. So their plane was stationary, from the top they were seeing what is happening. So, O descendants of Kuru Vidur, Brahma surrounded by Rishi arrived at the scene of this conflict over the earth between Asur Hiranyaksha and Varaha Bhagwan, whose bodily part constitute various limbs of Yajna. So Yajna, I have already explained you what is this Yajna. Yajna Swarupa.
Asanna Soundinamapi Tasadvasam Kuta Pratikara Maharya Vikramam Vilaksha Daitam Bhagavan Sahasranir Jagada Narayana Madhi Sukaram.
Now these Brahmaji along with all the rishis were there, they are going to address Bhagwan, Varaha Bhagwan. What? Asanna attained Soundir power. Apet, Sadhvansa, this Hiranyaksha has got the power and he was fearless. In front of Bhagwan also he was fearless. Sadhvansa means fear. Apet means devoid of. Krit pratikara aharya vikramam, and making opposition unopposable with his own power. This he was doing. Asura was doing all these things. Vilaksha, having seen. So all the sages are seeing, Brahmaji is also seeing. Daityam Bhagavan Sahasrini. Daityam, seeing that Daitya, Hiranyaksha, Bhagavan Sahasrini. Sahasrini means the leader of thousand sages. Who is Bhagavan? Bhagavan is the ultimate leader. So Brahmaji is there and with other sages are also there. So they are going to address to Bhagavan. Jagad. Jagad means they said. Narayanam Adi Sukaram. they addressed Narayan. Narayan, Bhagwan Vishnu. Who is he? Adi Sukar. Sukar means he come in the form of a bull. So they address him. When the worshipful Brahma, who was followed by thousands of sages and seers, saw the Hiranyaksha, was full of manliness and devoid of fear, had returned the blows of the Lord and possessed irresistible powers, he spoke to Lord Narayan. Now Brahmaji is telling Narayan. All this complication has arisen because of Brahmaji. You know that? The Asura has prayed to Brahmaji and is a Tathastu. Is a Pratastu, and that is why he has become so powerful. Now the thing has gone beyond his hand. Narayan, Bhagwan Narayan has come. Brahmovacha. Then Brahmaji is addressing two slokes together.
Brahmovacha. Esate deva devanam angrimulam upeyusam vipranam sauraveinam bhutanam apyanagasam agaskrit payaskrit duskrit madradhavaro surah anvesanna pratirathah lokanatati kantakah.
Esa, Brahmaji saying, Esa means this demon. This Hiranyaksha, te deva devanam, te, you, deva, Lord, devanam, all the devtas, angri mula upeyusam. So they take the dust of your feet. All the devtas, they worship you, they take the dust of your feet, Narayan. Vipranam, all the Brahmanas also do the same thing. Saurabheinam. Cows. Bhutanam, beings, api also, api anagasam. Anagasam is the innocent. So all the innocent people, cows, they are sheltered by Bhagwan and devtas, they all worship your dust of the feet. Then agaskrit. Agaskrit means offender. Then bhayakrit. Source of fear. This Hiranyaksha is the source of fear. Duskrit. He is wrongdoer. These are the words Brahmaji is now telling Narayanji about Hiranyaksha. That Hiranyaksha is the source of fear. Bhayakrit. And Duskrit. He is the wrongdoer. Asmad. For all of us. Brahmaji gave him boon and now he is giving trouble to all devtas. All earlier we have seen, he is going to the Swarga and roaring there, even Indra hides himself. So he is giving problem there. Therefore, he says he is giving trouble to us. Duskraha, Radhavar has attained boon. Radhavar. Boon was given by Brahmaji himself, Radhavar. Anvesan, searching, apratiratho, having no proper combatant. This Hiranyaksha was so powerful that he was not getting any person in the whole three world to fight with him. He went to Swargalok, no devta came forward. He went to the deep sea, where Varun Devta also said, I am very old, I can't fight with you. So there is one person, in the meantime Naraji came. Naraji told me, oh, there is a person who can fight with you. Go to that, he is in the form of boar, you know. Don't expect he is in the four-handed Vishnu. You can go and fight. Anvesan Pratito, Lokan Atati Kantakaha. Lokan means a different loka he is. Atati, he is walking. Atati, Lokan Atati. Kantaka, and pin-pricking people, giving trouble to people. So my dear Lord Brahmaji is saying, this demon has proved to be a constant pin-prick to devta, brahman, cows and innocent people who are spotless and always dependent upon worshipping your lotus feet. He has become a source of fear by unnecessarily harassing them since he has attained a boon from me. He has got the courage to admit that I have given him the boon. He has become a demon, always searching for a proper combatant, wandering all over the universe for this infamous purpose. You see, Sur and Asur. What is the difference between Sur and Asur? Asur also worship Sur Devta. What is the purpose? To get more power or more authority, more wealth. And how they utilize it? Sinful act. And Devta, they will also pray to the Lord. But if they get some power, they will utilize for the good of the people. But Asur, when they get money, you will find many terrorist groups. They have got a lot of money. What they do? Or even very rich people. A lot of money. Sometimes they utilize that money power. So they have become Asur. So Brahmaji gave boon to Hiranyaksha and he is troubling Devtas. We have got another story now. Bhasmasur got a boon from Shiva. Remember? What was the boon? If he put the hand on the head of anybody, he will become ass then and there. And Bhasmasur wanted to try on Lord Shiva only. Let me see. You have given me Tathastu. And then after that, Shivaji started running. Then again, Lord Vishnu has to take a form. What was that avatar? Mohini avatar. Then this Asur was infatuated and he wanted to learn dance. Then Mohini avatar, Bhagavan said, okay, now this pose, this pose, this pose. Next.
Mainam mayavinam driptam nirankusam vasattamam akriravalavadeva yathashivishamuttitam.
Now, Brahmaji is advising Narayan, you know. I was telling you, for a ajnani, for a ignorant person, a cobra with a raised hood is a source of fear. But the snake charmer, he plays with that. Similarly, Lord is playing with Hiranyaksha. He knows what is his strength, who is he. Hiranyaksha doesn't know. He doesn't know. But Lord knows he is my parsad, he is my devotee, he is a great devotee of mine. And he knows he can control it. But people around, they are fearing, are, what are you doing? So Brahmaji says, my enam means ma enam. Ma means don't. Ma in Sanskrit means not mother. Ma means no. Ma vidyasavahi. Ma Om sahana bhavatu sahana vinaktu sahaviryam karvavahi tejasvinavadi tamastu. Ma. Ma means no. In Sanskrit, ma means no. So ma enam, don't, enam is him, maya means skilled in tricks. Hiranyaksha also knows many tricks. He will show his tricks later on. Driptam, arrogant. Nirankusam, self-sufficient. Nobody can control him. Nirankusam. Asattamam, most wicked. Brahmaji is telling about Hiranyaksha to Varaha Bhagavan. Akrid, don't play. Makri, don't play with this person. Balvat, like a child. Dev means Lord, yatha as asi visam. Asi visam is as a serpent. Uttipam, arouse his hood. Well, don't play. Brahma and other devatas are thinking that Bhagwan will not be able to handle him, so they are cautioning Bhagwan. Don't do this, don't play him like a child. You know? He is a dangerous person. So play not with him as a child may with an enraged serpent. He is skilled in conjuring tricks, arrogant, self-willed and not wicked. So no one is unhappy when a serpent is killed. Children catch snake and they play like this and throw, kill them. Same way Lord was playing with the Hiranyaksha. Lord was playing with him. So Brahma is praying, Lord, not to play with Asur, kill him instantly. Abhi maro Asur. That is what they are praying. 25th.
Nayava deva bardheta swam velam prapya darunah swam deva maya masthaya tavajayagam achyuta.
Na before yavat eva bardhet swam belam prapya darunah. To swam own belam. Belam is a demonic hour. You see, in the time also is the auspicious time, inauspicious time. Whenever you want to do something auspicious or inauspicious, we consult our what you call the panji. What is auspicious time, huh? What is auspicious time? So Swam Belam Praptidaruna, having reached this formidable, Swam Deva Lord Mayam, Mayam is using Maya, Asthaya, Tavat, Tavat means at once, Jahi, kill, Achyutah, O infallible Achyut, Agham, this sinful person, you kill him instantly. Because the Bela, the inauspicious Bela, inauspicious time is approaching very fast. In the next verse is going to tell the evening is coming. When the evening is coming, the night will come. So all this Golmal activity, they are more in night, not in daytime. So Brahmaji is saying, now evening is coming, don't delay, this is the auspicious time and you should act right now, kill him. Otherwise, if the night comes, he becomes more powerful. Na yavat eva. My dear Lord, you are infallible Achyut. Please kill this sinful demon before the demonic hour, favorable time for Asur, arrives and he presents another formidable approach favorable to him. You can kill him by your internal potency, Maya, without doubt. So Brahmaji is trying to convince Bhagwan, act now, immediately. He further tells about the what is the time.
Esha ghoratama sandhya loka chambat kari prabho upasarpati sarvatman suranam jayamavah.
Esha means this. Ghoratama is the dark sandhya. You see the evening. This evening, the darkest evening, loka chambat kari prabho upasarpati. Upasarpati means approaching. Loka in this world. Chambat kari, this will destroy the loka. If we allow this to happen, continue this Hiranyaksha, and in the night time, it will be very, very difficult. It will be destroying the lokas. Sarvatmana, he is addressing Lord Vishnu as Sarvatmana. Sarvatmana means he is the Atman of all beings. So Brahmaji knows that he is present in all beings. Suranam jayam avah. So by killing you bring victory. Victory, Suranam jayam. Jayam is victory. For Devta you bring victory by killing this Hiranyaksha before the night comes. When the night comes, it is the auspicious time for Asur. In the daytime, it is auspicious time for Devtas. So that means it is already evening there by that time. So, my Lord, the darkest evening which covers the world is fast approaching. Since you are soul of all souls, kindly kill him and win victory for Devtas. So as we know, the negative forces all, they become more powerful at night time. So before that night time comes, Brahmaji is requesting Bhagwan to kill him.
Adhunaisho vijinnama yogo mohurtiko yagad shivayanastam swihidam asunistaradustaram.
अधुना नाउ एसा दिस अभिजीत नाम योग. अभी व्हाट इज द योग गोइंग ऑन? ब्रह्मा जी सिंह अभिजीत योग इज गोइंग ऑन. इफ यू किल हिम राइट नाउ इट्स वेरी गुड. योग मोहर्तिको ही आगत है. इंडीड इट इज जस्ट गोइंग टू पास दिस ऑस्पिशियस टाइम. व्हाट इज दैट ऑस्पिशियस टाइम? इज अभिजीत नाम योग मुहूर्त. द मुहूर्त एट दिस पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम इज अभिजीत योग. यू कैन कॉन्कर हिम. शिवाय फॉर द वेलफेयर न फॉर अस त्वम यू सुहृद ऑल द फ्रेंड्स आंसू क्विकली निस्तर डिस्पोज ऑफ दुस्तरम दिस फॉर्मेटेबल फो. सो दिस एनिमी यू डिस्ट्रॉय हिम जस्ट नाउ बिकॉज दिस इज द प्रॉपर टाइम. अभिजीत योग इज देयर. दिस इज प्रॉपर टाइम यू किल हिम. द ऑस्पिशियस पीरियड नोन एज अभिजीत विच इज मोस्ट ऑपरचून फॉर विक्ट्री कॉमेंस एट द मिड डे एंड हैज ऑल बट पास. देयरफॉर इन द इंटरेस्ट ऑफ योर फ्रेंड्स प्लीज किल दिस फॉर्मिडेबल फो क्विकली. तुलसीदास इन रामायण से रिपु रुज पावक पाप एही गनिये नहीं छोटी करी. डोंट थिंक कंसिडर दैम एज अ लिटिल थिंग. थ्री फोर थिंग जैसे रिपु एंड मी. नेवर अंडर एस्टिमेट योर एनिमी. नेवर अंडर इफ एनिमी इज देयर यू शुड बी वेरी वेरी केयरफुल. डोंट अंडर एस्टिमेट मी. देन रुज. रुज मीन सिकनेस सम पेन. Normally in a healthy body there is no pain. If pain comes, that indicates something is wrong somewhere. Is that so? In a healthy body we don't experience any pain. If in any parts we have got the pain, that means something is wrong there. Don't underestimate that pain or that sickness. You should take care of that then and there. Pavak. Pavak means fire. Fire, little bit of fire. Paap, sin. We commit many sins, paapa. Knowingly, unknowingly, we don't know that we have committed paap. But it happens. Paap. Don't consider as they are very small thing.
Dishtyatvam vihitam mrittumayam asadita swayam vikramainam ridhehatva lokanadehi sharmani.
Dishtya, by fortune, tvam vihitam, you ordained it. Lord already ordained it that he will be killed by me. Oh, Jay and Vijay, they will be taking birth three times and I have to come four times to kill them. Dishtya, mrityum, mrityu, death. I am this asur, asadit, has come. Asura has come to you. Hiranyaksha came to Varaha Bhagavan. No? It always happens. People approach mrityu. Many times people say, na, ke one person said to one Raja that your mrityu time, your death time has come. So, within so much hours, you will die. So Raja thought, what should I do? That I should run away from this place, from palace, the Mrityu will come here. So he went far away on his horse to a remote place. Mrityu was waiting there. He said, I was waiting for you, you will come here. See?
Why are you so late?
So this Asura has also reached. He himself reached there. Swayam, of his own accord, he has come there. Bikramainam, exhibiting his powers or prowess. Mridhe, mridhe means duel. Both were fighting. Hatva, please kill this demon. Lokan adehi sarmini. Lokan adehi sarmini means peace. By killing this person, you bring peace to the lokan. Lokan is the world. Let the world have the peace. Please kill. We have already seen when the Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakasipu were born, what was the bad omen all around. So out of two, the first one, the fight is going on. Abhi ek baki hai. So this demon, luckily for us, has come of his own accord to you, his death ordained by you. Therefore, exhibiting your ways, kill him in the duel and establish the world in peace. Bring back peace again. Puspika.
इति श्रीमद् भागवते महापुराणे परमहंस्याय संहितायां तृतीय स्कंदे हिरण्यक्षवधे अष्टादशोध्यायः अथ एकोनविंशोध्यायः हिरण्यक्षवध मैत्रेय उवाच अवधार्य विरिञ्चस्य निर्व्यलीकामृतं वचः प्रहस्र प्रेम गर्वेण तदपांगेना सोग्रहित
मैत्रेय उवाच अवधार्य विरंचस्य निर्व्यलीका अमृतम वच अवधार्य लिसनिंग सो व्हाट एवर प्रेयर वाज टू बी डन ब्रह्मा जी हैज ऑलरेडी सेड रियली स्पीकिंग लॉर्ड बराहा अवतार वांटेड ब्रह्मा जी टू कम एंड प्रे व्हाई Because he has done wrong, na? Brahmaji has given the boon. So Bhagavan wanted that Brahmaji should come and he should confess what he has done, not in private, in front of all sages. There were many sages present at that time. Already it was stated, na? All the sages were encircling that arena. Avadharya Virinchasya. Virinchas means Brahmaji, Nirvyalikam, Nirvyalika Amritam Vacha, Nirvyalikam. Now when Lord Brahmaji is praying, there is no sinful desire behind it. When he is praying to Bhagwan Varaha Avatar, this prayer has got nothing sinful idea behind that prayer. Amritam Vacha. And the vachan, his words were nectarian, prahasya, heartily laughing, prema garvena, laden with the love. Tad apangena, that means these words, apangena, with a glance. What Lord did? Varahavata just only saw. And with the glance was laden with the love toward the Brahmaji. And saha Agrahita, Saha means the Lord has accepted his prayer. So when the prayer has come, he didn't say anything. Yes, okay, I will see this and that. You file your petition, we will take care of it. No. He immediately glanced at Brahmaji and said, okay, galti kiya hai, okay, now you have accepted, okay, I will take care of you, don't worry. So after hearing the words of Brahma, the creator, which were free from all sinful purposes, and as sweet as nectar, the Lord heartily laughed and accepted the prayer with a glance laden with the love. So when the asur get the power, they use that power for sinful purpose. Now here, the prayer is not for sinful purpose. So Brahmaji gave boon to Hiranyaksha and he became so powerful, started troubling others. And seeing his confession, now Lord has accepted his prayer, he will act now.
Tata sapatnam mukhatah charantam makuto bhayam jaghanotpatya gadaya hanava suramakshajah.
Tatah, then sapatnam means enemy. Mukhata, the enemy is in front of him. Mukhata means just in front of him. Face to face, mukhata. Charanta means stalking, and akuto bhayam, fearlessly. So Hiranyaksha was fearlessly walking in front of Varaha Bhagwan. Jaghan means struck. Utpatya means Lord also sprang. Utpatya means sprang. When you fight, sometimes you will find they jump and they hit you. Utpatya. Then Gadaya, by his mace, Hanu Asurama Akshajaha. Hanu means chin, Asur of the demon. Akshajaha means born. Akshaja means born from the nostril of Brahmaji. You remember how Brahma Bhagavan came out? What was the scene at that time? Manu and Satrupa has come. And Bhagavan has said, Brahmaji has said, you go and start your family and progeny. So he said, yes, I accept. But give me place. There is no place, there is no earth. At that time, from the nostril of Brahmaji came Brahma Bhagavan. Therefore, Akshaja means here, Brahma Bhagavan. The Lord Brahma, who had appeared from the nostril of Brahma, sprang and aimed his mace at the chin of his enemy Hiranyaksha, who was talking fearlessly before him. So, Lord aimed his chin.
Sahata tena gadaya vihata bhagavat karat bighurni tapatadreje tad adbhutam viva bhavat.
Sa means the mate, hata, struck by that gada, ten gadaya, by the mace, vihita bhagavat karat. So when Lord tried to hit him with the mace, what happened? It slipped from where? Bhagavat Karat, from the hands of the God. It slipped. Bighurnita, and it was whirling. The gada, the mace which fell, was whirling, is going round and round. Then apat raje, apat rins fell down, and raje, it was shining. The gada, when Lord was trying to hit him, it slipped from his hand, and it was whirling and shining. Raji, tad adbhut iva abhavat. And then something miraculous indeed it was. So what happened at that time? Struck by the demon with his own mace, however, the mace of the Lord slipped from the Lord's hand and looked splendid as it fell down whirling. This was something miraculous as it were. When it has happened, now Lord is without weapon. Hiranyaksha has got gada. See what Hiranyaksha did at that time.
Satada labdha tirthapi navavadhe nirayudham manayan samridhe dharmam vishvaksenam prakopayan.
Satada, sa means Hiranyaksha, tada, then labdha tirtho, having gained this opportunity. Bhagavan is without arm and he has got arm in here. Labdha tirtho. Na babadhe. He did not take that opportunity. He didn't say no. Na babadhe. Nirayudham. Bhagavan has got no ayud. No weapon in hand. Manayan. And then respectfully, sa Hiranyaksha Mridhe, in the battlefield, now he is saying to Bhagwan, Mridhe, dharmam, what is the dharma in the battlefield? If other person has got no weapon, stop, don't fight. Ask him to pick up his weapon first. So he is following the dharma there. Dharma, Vishvakasenam, Lord Prakopayan, making him angry. Now he is telling you, lift your weapon. Hiranyaksha is saying, Bana Bhagwan. The idea is to make him angry. So even though he had an excellent opportunity to hit Lord, the demon refused to strike his unarmed foe and respected the law of single combat, thereby kindling fury of the Lord. As if he was saying that, utha, utha, utha. I can kill you right now, but I will not do that. Take up your weapon.
Gadayam apavidhayam hahakare vinirgate manayamasatad dharmam sunabham chasmarad vibhu.
Gadaya, as his mace, Lord's mace, apavidhayam, apavidhayam fell down, hahakar vinirgate, vinirgate means arose, hahakar, hahakar means a cry of anguish. Who did all these things? Hahakar. all the sages, rishis. Bhagwan is without arm and this person will kill him. There was haakar, crying, a cry of alarm. Manayamasa acknowledged tat dharma, the Hiranaksha dharma, the dharma of righteousness. Sunabham, Sudarshan Chakra. Sudarshan means Sudarshan, beautiful darshan, beautiful discus, beautiful chakra. Cha asmad vibhu, cha asmara, cha asmarat vibhu. Asmat means remembered. Vibhu means Lord remembered. What? Sudarshan Chakra. He just remembered and the chakra came. So that was a play for the Lord. I am without arm, I need another ayud for you, another arm for you. This mace is not sufficient for you. So therefore this mace has been left. So now he remembered Asmara. He remembered and the chakra came, Sudarshan Chakra came.
Tam vyagra chakram diti putradhamena swaparshada mukhena visajjamanam chitravacho tadvidam kecharanam tatrasmasan swastitemum jahiti.
Tam, Lord's vyagra chakram, revolving discus. Sudarshan chakra, you know, always revolves. Vyagra chakram. Diti putra adhamena. Diti putra. Who is Diti putra? Hiranaksha. Another Diti putra? Hiranyakasapu. So Diti putra, Hiranaksha. How is that adhamena? Why? Swaparsad. Swaparsad means of his associate. This Diti putra is a parsad. Swaparsad means his own devotee. Who is devotee? Lord's devotee. Lord has taken a form of Bara, but Lord is remembering. He is my devotee. Swaparsad. Mukhena, and he is not an ordinary devotee. He is the chief of devotee. Mukhena. Visajjamanam, and he is playing with his bhakta. Visajjamana is playing. Chitra. Chitra means the expression. Vacha atadvida. Atadvida, those who know God. Atadvida. Kecharanam. Kecharanam, these are the people who are seeing from the sky. Kha means akas. Kecharanam, all some devtas were in the sky in their airplane. They were also seeing all this thing. Kecharanam. Tatra asmasanam. Tatra there, asmasanam occurred. Swasti. Swasti means fortune. Te to you, amum him, jahiti, kill. So they all were seeing Bhagwan. So as the discus began to revolve in the Lord's hand, and the Lord contended at the close quarters with the chief attendants of Vaikunth, who had been born as Hiranaksha, a wise son of Diti, there issued from enemy quarters strange expressions uttered by these witnessing from the airplanes. They had no knowledge of Lord's reality and they cried, may victory attend you, pray, dispatch him, play no more with him. All the sages were saying this thing to Lord.
Satam nisabhyata rathangamagrato vyavasthitam padma palashalochanam vilokya chamarsa pariprutendriyo rushasvadanta chadamadasachvasan.
So sa means the demon, Hiranaksha. Tam, Lord, now he is seeing Lord. How is that? Nisamya, after seeing, atarathangam agrato. Atarangam is armed with Sudarshan Chakra. Now Hiranaksha is saying that Lord is now holding Sudarshan Chakra agrato before him, vyavasthitam, and standing, and he has taken a position also, padma palas lochanam, and he is describing how is the Lord looking. Padma palas, lotus flowers petals, eyes are looking like lotus petals. Padmapras lochanam. Bilokya after seeing chamars paripluptai indriyau. And indriyau means senses, paripluptu means overpowered, and amars means indignation. Rusa means with the great resentment, lot of anger has come in him. Swadant, his own lips, he started beating his own lips. Who? Hiranaksha. And swasan means hissing. So out of anger, he is hissing. So when the demon saw Balaram Bhagwan, who had eyes just like lotus petals, standing in the position before him, armed with his Sudarshan Chakra, his anger knew no bounds. All his faculties turned into the tremendous wave of anger, and he began to hiss out deep breaths and bit his lip in great resentment. Still there is still fight is continuing. Abhi khatam nahi hua hai. It's not one day match. So we have to continue in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya
Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.